now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're going to take a look at something that is very famous in Switzerland. I think it will be fair to say.
Around the world.
And around the world, yes. We're looking at what keeps everything going, which, of course, is the Swiss franc, the national currency, of course. Now, I'll start with a question that may seem a bit obvious, but perhaps actually isn't. Where is the Swiss franc actually in use?
Well, the Swiss franc is the currency and legal tender of Switzerland, obviously, but also of the Principality of Liechtenstein, you know, that micronation squeezed in between Switzerland and Austria. They also use the Swiss franc as their official legal tender. And then also the Italian exclave of Campione d'Italia on the shores of Lake Lugano, which is a part of Italy, but completely surrounded by Switzerland, they also have the Swiss franc and not the euro as legal tender.
Because they also have a big casino there.
Yes,
well.
They do.
in fact, they do.
So you can use your Swiss francs there.
Right, exactly. Other than a couple of cafes, that's about it, really. Okay, so, but how long, though, and this, I think, would actually surprise some people, how long has the Swiss franc been around?
Well, the Swiss franc was introduced as the national currency in Switzerland in 1850, so shortly after the modern state was founded in 1848. Now, before that, a remarkable variety of coinage systems was minted in the so-called Old Confederacy. You might think Switzerland is fragmented now, but before 1798, about 75 entities were making coins in Switzerland, including the cantons and half cantons. 16 cities had their own currency, and even some abbeys were minting their own coins, and that resulted in about 860 different coins in circulation with different values, denominations, and part of different monetary systems.
You can see that that Swiss urge to federalize runs very deep. Doesn't it?
Yes.
Really. And so what actually happened then, it was the French that came and sorted it all out.
Yes, in a way, you could say that. In 1798, Switzerland was occupied by the French under Napoleon. They said, well, enough with the federal mess and the 860 different coins. You shall have a centralized political system modeled on the French one and a single currency, which we will call the Swiss franc, obviously inspired by the French franc of the time.
Okay, now that bit, though, didn't last very long.
No, it didn't. The imposed centralized system wasn't very compatible with the local realities and fell apart really fast, only 5 years actually after it was introduced. So Switzerland once again went back to a more federal system and also a system of many currencies before finally readopting, you could say, the Swiss franc as a single national currency for good, almost 50 years later in 1850, that time around by choice and self-imposed.
Okay, now the question then arises, as you say, the name franc was imposed by Napoleon, but they chose to keep it. Why is that then? You'd have thought they'd have come up with something else.
Yes, no, they weren't. It wasn't just a question of a lack of creativity, and it wasn't a question really of name preferences either, but what foreign currency that new national currency would be pegged to. And at the time, only two foreign currencies were in question. One of them was the French franc, and the other one was the South German Gulden. And the country was actually, so Switzerland was actually quite divided. The Swiss elite was quite divided regarding to that question, which currency should be chosen. Western Switzerland, so what is now Swiss Romande, Bern and Basel were in favor of the franc. while Eastern Switzerland and Zurich were much in favor, very much in favor of a currency pegged to the South German gulden. Now, finally, a majority of parliamentarians voted in favor of a system based on the franc because that currency was more widely used around the globe, and at the time, at the time it was more widely used around the globe, and business-minded Switzerland was already eager to open up markets in faraway lands. So Switzerland opted to peg its currency to the French franc and thus also call the currency Swiss franc.
Okay, so you can see then that, as you say, Swiss business people were very keen to launch on the global stage as well.
Yeah, had so a bigger empire, yeah. The French, you know.
Yes.
Than the Germans.
So, I mean, that obviously worked for them then, I think.
Well, yes, it worked, you could say, but not immediately, because for the first 50 years of its existence, the Swiss franc was a rather weak appendage of the French franc. It actually isn't until the founding of the Swiss National Bank in 1907 that it began its steady rise to become a strong and internationally sought-after investment currency. This is maybe also an interesting factor that the Swiss National Bank actually didn't follow until 50 years after the introduction of the Swiss franc. And it was also then that the Swiss franc became sort of more independent and more interesting globally.
Yeah, so as you say, it was just a patent, an appendage of the French franc for all that time until 1907. Which, yes. So it's actually, it is, that's what I'm thinking, is it is a relatively new thing, if you think about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yes. I had a quick look at the pound, like the British pound. I think it goes back to the 16th century or even more.
Right.
So, compared to that, Swiss franc, very young currency.
The very young currency. But, of course, now one of the most sought after, as you say. All right, then, Dario, thank you for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up, taking a look at the history of the Swiss franc. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always do so on our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.